clock out.
Of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Edgerrin Cooper has been named the NFC Defensive Rookie of the Month. Yeah, he's very good. No doubt about it.
Well, wait, for January? Or for, like, I mean, it's...
Was that a real question?
I mean, we're 8 days into the month. Like, it's forever ago that they played in December. They've played a couple of games since then.
Yeah. No. I don't know if they include Sunday's game in the equation or not, Jesse. You'll have to take that up with the league. Nevertheless, he's been really good. There's no doubt about it. We'll talk a little bit more about him coming up because I am curious if he's not eligible for your Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week tomorrow, I would say at this point. But
well,
I would
know
be
who I'm going with tomorrow.
Playoff Bow.
Yeah, I mean, it's playoff Bow. I mean, are you kidding me?
What if you don't get to go first?
No, I'm going first. I announced my shot. I won the regular season championship. It's over. It's Rap City. Maybe it's the ninth straight year Olti's won the Steinhoffel championship. Pretty good.
You won it the year before the show existed.
Nothing sleepy about that. Yeah, I was doing it on my own. I was prepping.
It's like that golf round that Kim Jong-un had. He had 18 holes in one. It's unbelievable how good you are. Look.
Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
That's a thing.
What?
Yeah, he played a round of golf, and he had 18 holes in one in the same round. Allegedly.
Okay. I mean, it is a fair comp for what you're comparing.
There's nothing fair about it. You think this is fabricated? We have an independent firm that's handling this.
It's not independent at all.
You just claim victory for a contest a year before
the show
existed.
You guys act like I'm some big lobbyist paying off people. I'm not. I paid them. Matter of fact, if anything, they'd vote against me because I gave them work and don't pay them.
They don't. They love you. No, they thank you for the thankless
job. They love you,
too.
Don't.
No.
Get over yourself.
They love you. Oh,
we love
you're the best boss ever.
Yeah, what a guy.
I saw that tweet. Yeah. Oh. You're the greatest, Tausch.
I loved you in the 60-yard line.
I'm going
to
tell you this. I feel the same way about my boys.
Analytics sweatshop.
I feel the same way about my boys.
Headlines are so much better this year.
I feel great about both those fellas, so that's great.
We love them, too. So, since we're trolling you at the moment, I am fascinated by this. There are people that are now infiltrating our YouTube comments that are like Eagles fans.
Oh, I like that.
Bringing up 4th and 26 and Freddie Mitchell. Yeah. What are we doing here?
Weird.
Like, you have. I'm wondering, is that entertaining to you? Are you bored?
No.
Like, what are you doing? Like, you have nothing else going on. Not you. The troll person. I know you're not.
People, listen, Jason, people are fans. We have jobs because there's people that are just passionate. And there's a community now of great Packer fans that we've built. And I love that.
I do, too.
What we're doing.
Yeah.
And if the Bears fans want to get, remember when we were trolling the Vikings a couple years ago about which round in the playoffs did we want them to lose to make it the most painful? And then, like, purple insiders started coming in. This is part of the deal. This is the week. And yes, that's a painful memory. And for the Eagles, the only thing that makes it okay on my end is that Philly gagged down their leg and didn't win and didn't get a championship. No, they beat us. Then they got beat the next week. So it's like,
they did.
Right.
Yeah.
It's painful for them, I'm sure, too. So that's part of this deal, and that's why the playoffs are so fun, because everybody amps up. Fans are more amped up. You ain't hearing anybody this week talking about no juice. There's plenty of juice for this game. Not like last week where we were sitting there saying, oh, God, this Bishop's charity deal. No, This is big boy football coming up, and we're excited about it. Philly's excited. They're trying to rattle cages. I'm sure we have Packer fans rattling cages. I saw that picture. That's a great picture of this young lady at Lambeau just screaming.
At the Bears player.
At these Bears players. As long as you're respectful to a certain degree.
Screaming at these Bears players. As long as you're respectful.
I'm going to tell you this. I promise you those Bears players, as long as they weren't getting like batteries chucked at them and marshmallows, they will always remember that picture and they will love it. Because it just shows you everything great about sports. That picture. And even on a Packers side where it doesn't make us look good, it lets you know how passionate our fans are. And we're saying, you know what, go home, book your trip to Cabo because you ain't playing any playoff games. You can interpret those pictures however you want.
Uh-huh.
That's why my Hansel and Gretel poster to you was so meaningful for me to give to you. For you to turn into complete scrap heap hurts my feelings, but I've moved on. Pictures mean a lot to people. Posters mean a lot to people. That picture epitomizes what you're talking about in the YouTube chat and everything else.
Also in the YouTube chat, I'm getting requests now, so I'm going to need your help. How do you get people to work for you for free? Because you're good at it. Because Andy, in the YouTube comments, is looking for us to do a segment tomorrow on all the teams that went into the playoffs without momentum. Say teams that lost two in a row, three in a row.
Oh, was this that spreadsheet that I just saw somebody sent with a handwritten?
No, that was a different thing. That was your DVOA or DOVA or whatever it is. No, DVOA. No, this is to try and give guys hope because they can't make it to the Hope Show at State Fair Park. To give them hope that you can stumble your way into the playoffs and then turn things around in that first game. So,
I'm not going to lie to you. And not a lot of those stories.
Yeah.
They're not. Not so, to be all whatever. Not to be all whatever or whatever, but that is not typically... Even the teams that are one seeds, you take that week off, there's that worry. You want to come in with your urine hot. Right now, I'd say Green Bay's urine. You're not melting a bunch of stuff with Green Bay's urine.
So, what are you tapping?
Yeah, you've been doing that all show. And I think, stop that.
Well, it's better than somebody typing. Writing articles as we're whatever if Jesse's doing. I don't know who's doing it. All right, I'll stop with this. I like having this pencil. It's fun. I feel like Matt and Patricia. All right, guys, let's run a play. Let's go.
There have been some teams in like March Madness that have lost early in conference tournaments, and like they stumble in. But I can't think off the top of my head of any teams that stumbled into the NFL playoffs that went on a run. But there have been other postseason examples around different sports. If that brings any comfort to us,
so Andy points out the 2009 Saints started 13-0. Now we have not fact checked Andy, but started 13-0. Lost their last three of the year. We're still the number one seed. Yeah. And then obviously beat Favre. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl. So that's a good example. Yep. I don't know how.
Jason, it's different with teams with get a bye in that first week of the playoffs. And you don't know. My point is when you get a Giants team of 07 and a Packers 2010 team, if you end up coming in 6-7 spot,
and you're rolling.
You better be playing great football because your road is long and difficult. And you're not going to dumb your way into any wins. You can dumb a way into a win as a home team, playing a young, inexperienced team. You're not dumbing your way to the Super Bowl having to go through Philly, Detroit, and Lord knows who else. You're just not. And if you're not playing good football, you ain't going to do it. And that's why I'm concerned.
Yeah. Very fair. All right, we need to get to a little Take It to the Bank presented by Associated Bank. Before we can do that, Tausch needs to tell us about he may have his urine hot, but he likes his Coors Light Mountain Blue Cold.
I do. Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill in those mountains. Make sure they are blue. It's easy to do when it's this cold outside. Make sure they're blue. That's when you know it's chilled to perfection. So it is always Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company. A Golden, Colorado.
Take it to the bank is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
The time has come
for a little ticket to the bank.
Been a minute since we played this game. Looking forward to it. Take it to the bank, presented by Associated Bank, getting us ready for the Packers and the
Quick
Eagles.
Quick question for both of you.
Okay.
Maddie Kuna just tweeted at us. Wilde and Tausch, the show that teaches. I learned something today. Independent and dependent mean the same thing. What's that in reference to? Did I miss something?
I don't, and they don't mean the same thing, so I'm very confused.
I'm guessing you said it.
That's why I'm...
Yeah, if
why?
It's confusing,
why
it's
would
most
you say that
you.
I said it?
Jesse, well played.
Why?
No reason.
All right, well, hopefully our MVT will fill us in on what that was, because I'm curious. All right, Jesse, go ahead.
Take it to the bank, presented by Associated Bank, playoff edition. Take it to the bank. Losing Christian Watson for the playoffs will be more costly to the Packers than losing Jair Alexander. Tausch?
Oh, no. No, I would disagree with that. The receiving core, nobody has really, we talked all offseason about that cream rising to the top, and I think you got some good solid milk in that bulk tank, but you don't have that cream. Jair, in his heyday, was that cream. And that's how you make that good butter. And that's how you make that good cheese. And right now, I think Valentine's done some good stuff, but he's not prime Jair. And I think that has changed exactly how Jeff Hafley has wanted to do things. And this weekend, big boy test coming with what Philly has to offer on the perimeter. So, for as much as we haven't counted on Jair because he's been injured and he's missed so much time, I would still say Jair more so than Christian.
Yeah, as much as I'm saying this about Christian Watson, I'm with Tausch on this. Look, Carrington Valentine's playing good football. Can you go back to tinking your pencil on the glass instead of poking me in the eye with it?
I do got to figure something out because I'm getting a little antsy over here. So I got to figure something out.
A little antsy. That's because you got so much pent-up energy after your big win in pickleball.
No, I'm just up fired up for this game. I think we got more than a puncher's chance. All right, continue.
Pencil tapper's chance.
Next. Take it to the bank. Jaden Reed will be the best statistical Packers wide receiver on Sunday against the Eagles.
Are you looking for some low-key help with your prize picks?
Without even getting a little advanced. If I want to do something with the Notre Dame-Penn State game tonight, might want to get in front of the action there. So, Tausch, what do you think on Jaden Reed? Best statistical receiver Sunday.
So, you had a big game last time. But as you guys have pointed out, that seems like eons ago that game was played. And for as much as I want to say, you know, Sao Paulo, Reed, Jaden Reed has had a season. I would not say it's been up to or more than what we anticipated. It's going to be Romeo Doubs, I think, is going to lead this team in receiving. That's what I think.
John, in the YouTube comments... More than a puncher's chance, you just said. You're excited about the game. Does that mean you're up to 60 out of 100?
I didn't realize y'all are going to get such a kick out of that. Like, I didn't. I wasn't 6.1, doing it for that purpose.
6.1 out of 10?
I was trying to. I told you, I'm watching Max do this eighth grade homework. And he's drawing rhombuses. He's doing all this stuff. And I want to simplify things. You're trying to complicate things. I'm not. I would fail miserably eighth grade math right now. Fail miserably. So I'm trying.
Are you smarter than an eighth grader?
Because he's drawing rhombuses.
Outside. Well, you know. I math was always a battle for me. You know, you have to do those equations and then put dots down on these graphs, and then you got to draw the thing. And that ain't my deal. That's what he was doing.
What is
not
your
my
deal?
Deal.
What academically? What was your deal?
Oh, history, English, spelling, geography. Oh, I was all that stuff.
Y equals MX plus B. Take it to the bank. If it's not the Packers,
by the way, I'm going to go with Wix to ask the question.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Take it to the bank. If it's not the 7-seed Green Bay Packers, the number 1-seed Detroit Lions will represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. And take that to the bank, Tausch.
Ooh. Here's what I'm going to say.
Oh, boy.
Whoever wins this weekend is going to the Super Bowl. I have been very adamant Green Bay's beating Detroit if they get an opportunity. If they can beat Philly. I don't know if they can. I think Detroit still has issues. It will be a big task. But I can assure you Green Bay is chomping to get another look at the Detroit Lions. I assure you of that. And I think you'll feel more confident going into that game if you're able to beat Philly. Detroit will be, yeah, they'll be rested, and they're going to be all fired up, and I am not poo-pooing. I love Green Bay. If they can find a way to have to get to Detroit, if they can find a way this weekend, Katie barred a door.
Wow.
This feels like a place we should have started the show at instead of an 11:27. If the Packers beat the Eagles, they're going to the Super Bowl. That's what Mark Tauscher just said on Wildy and Tausch.
I think whoever beats Philly is going to be, or whoever wins this game this weekend. If Philly beats us, I think Philly's going to the Super Bowl.
Is Hunter cold? Why is he wearing his jacket in the office?
He's going somewhere.
Oh, he's leaving. Okay. He just realized we're talking about
going to the Gerald Ford Museum. Don't interrupt. This is a good point from Tausch. We don't need to talk about Hunter with a jacket on.
Am I crazy to think that way? I know Detroit will be favored, but don't you think that everybody in that locker, I just feel like there is something about that matchup I love.
I could be
delusional. We could go to Detroit and get beat by 30. But I feel like we're beating Detroit if we get another crack at them. I feel that way.
I don't know why people think you're a homer.
Okay.
You just announced the winner of Packers Eagles is going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Mark the tape.
I'm not sure, but you don't know who I'm picking yet.
If he's right.
You don't know who I'm picking tomorrow. I have been very wishy-washy this week about who. I don't feel as great as I'd like to about the Green Bay Packers.
The NFC games this weekend. Packers, Eagles, Commanders, yep. The 6-seed, at Tampa, the 3-seed, and Minnesota.
Neither
the
of
five
those teams
seed,
are going to the Super Bowl.
At the Rams, the 4-seed.
I think the Rams beat Minnesota. I think the Rams beat Minnesota. So then it'll be what? If Philly wins, what are they playing? The Rams?
Rams at Phil.
Wait a minute. Are you picking?
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Are you picking? Since we're getting
Washington
your predictions.
To beat Tampa.
So,
I got Washington beating Tampa.
So that would mean that instead of Jared Goff against his former team, remember they go with the lowest seed, so the Lions would play the Commanders if Tausch is right about that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if it's all chalk, the Lions would get Jared Goff's former team, the Los Angeles Rams, and the Rams would get Matthew Stafford's former team, the Lions. 1-4, and then 2-3 would be Philly hosting Tampa.
Yeah. Okay. But if Green Bay wins this weekend, first off, if you put my theory in place, I don't think Detroit is going to want to play Green Bay. I think they'd pick a different team. That's what I think.
I don't have a problem with that.
I think I'm going to reach out to A.J. Hawk. I'm going to try to get him to propose this on the McAfee show and see if we can get, because I have not gotten it done. I'm disappointed in myself. this is a great idea that I need NFL, like the big boys, I need them to buy in. I added Roger Goodell. He poo-pooed it. Didn't even look at it, probably. I need someone to get in front of the big boys, and I want to see this get implemented. And I think I'm going to see if AJ will do it. I don't know where his head's at, but I'm going to reach out and see if we can't do it.
I love the fact that you were making a really good point. It was really interesting. I was going to say that again, another example of Tausch saying something that at first you're like, what? And then you're like, again, you're like the Alonzo Mourning gif.
Yeah.
But instead you had to revert to, I want to get to pick your opponent in the playoffs. And
No. What I'm trying to tell you is it continues to hammer my point, is that if, and again, I have not made my selection yet as far as who I think is going to win this game on Sunday. Whoever wins this game Sunday is going to go to the Super Bowl.
Dude, do we really think you're not going to pick the Packers tomorrow?
And we'll find out tomorrow.
Stay tuned. I believe this has brought an abrupt end to Take It to the Bank.
Right now, both of you. I know, you know what, Homer this, Homer that, great. If Green Bay goes and beats Philly on the road, if they do, you're telling me you don't like our chances going into Detroit next week? You're telling me that?
Lost to them twice already.
Now, a guy had to go for a fourth down to get a kick a field goal. They did. I'm not arguing. They did.
I mean, they came to Lambeau and beat us up in the rain.
Yeah, you know what, guys? I could be delusional, and that's fine. That is fine.
Minnesota beat us up twice.
I don't think you're delusional. As much as I want you to be, I don't think you are. I also don't think that this old wives' tale about it's hard to beat the same team three times in a year.
Unless you're Nebraska volleyball.
Not if your team is better. So, yeah, like in 2004, you beat the Vikings twice, and then they came to Lambeau and beat you. You guys played like garbanzo that day, right? I mean, that was
it happens in the playoffs,
right?
Just like the Philadelphia Eagles could play like garbanzo on Sunday,
they could, no doubt about it. I am not going to poo-poo this. As much as I want to poo-poo it with every fiber of my being, I am not going to.
Tausch, weren't you the one who said on this show when Wisconsin lost to Nebraska in the Elite Eight or whatever, national, whatever that is?
Quarterfinal.
Remember this when we're talking about the Packers and the Lions potentially in the playoffs? Hard to beat a team three times unless
Jesse,
they're that much better?
My point was, we ain't Wisconsin volleyball. And it ain't Nebraska volleyball. That was my point. Did you ever sense, and I could have asked John Audius last night, did you ever sense after watching them come into Camp Randall or the Fieldhouse and smoke us, and then just beat us into whatever down there, did you ever sense that they were going to win that? It wasn't scrambling to get a fourth down to kick a field goal with no time left. It was, we're going to hammer you, we're going to pummel you into submission, we're going to send you on your way. That's not what happened with Green Bay and Detroit. It wasn't.
It's true. You're right. Well, they hammered them the first time. Second time, it definitely wasn't. And they didn't have to go for it on fourth down to kick the field goal. They chose to because they didn't want to leave any time for Jordan Love. And maybe Jordan Love would have done what the Bears did to the Packers. And maybe Aaron Glenn would have played his safeties for a Hail Mary instead of playing him for a field goal. But again, I do think we tend to undersell potential Packers opponents a little more than we maybe should on this show. But
I'm not underselling. But by the way, I'm not underselling Philly at all.
That's true.
I'm not.
Yep. No. Very fair. All right. That's it for
I'm underselling Detroit, and I've undersold Minnesota all season. And by the way,
you were underselling Philly earlier in the year too, though.
I poo-pooed him for a day. It was a more of a nomenclature deal than
nomenclature.
No, it was more nomenclature. I just forgot about him. I forgot.
That's got nothing to do with nomenclature. That's memory.
Then I was like reintroduced to him. And Philly's the real deal. I am not going to argue with that.
Associated Bank is also the real deal when it comes to banking. That is the place to be if you are a Packers fan or if you're not. If you're a Badgers fan, if you're a Brewers fan, Brewers checking and Badgers checking too. But, of course, Packers checking if you're a Packers fan. You get 10% off the Packers Pro Shop in-store and online. Get your Packers checks. You get your Packers debit MasterCard. But most importantly, you get the best customer service in the industry, and they've got the awards to prove it, and I've got the experience to prove it as well. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back home around the way. It seems like
as promised. Oh, and by the way, sorry, Tausch, bad news for you.
What's up?
Agent Drew Rosenhaus tells the Pat McAfee Show that wide receiver Tyreek Hill is committed to the Dolphins after positive meetings with the team's brass. Sorry, he won't be a Packer. Bummer.
If I'm Miami, I'm saying no thanks.
I'm done with
Tyreek Hill.
Dunzo.
Is he moving the needle that much? Is he moving the needle that much for them to put up with all that and to pay him top dollar all the time?
Because he wants, because he's going to want more money again, right?
He's talking about retiring. No, they just gave him a new deal.
Right.
You can't keep him happy. He's talking about coaching and retiring and all this other stuff.
Tyreek Hill this season, 81 catches, 959 yards, 6 touchdowns.
Juice worth the squeeze. What did they end up? How did the Dolphins finish?
They finished 8-9. Last year, Tyreek Hill, 119 catches, 1,799 yards, and 13 touchdowns.
Seems like a pretty big dip. And you hadn't quit, and you didn't quit on your team. So maybe you put up a little bit more.
Yeah.
No, thank you, sir. No, thank you.
And I understand that Tua missed time, et cetera, et cetera. But, yeah, I'm not a fan. Pass. Time now for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
You know what I woke up wondering, guys?
Totally committed. Ah! You want to talk? Bring up that joke that one of your beat guys said? That's funnier to me than this.
Nothing funny about
the dude just told you he's done with y'all. And Drew Rosenhaus like, dude, you're going to lose $60 million if you say that. Oh, yeah, I'm fully committed. Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
ESPN NFL writer Bill Barnwell has a very...
God, you love Barnwell. I hope somebody loves something as much as you love Bill Barnwell.
He wrote an article that will take 10 years to read over at ESPNWisconsin.com with his playoff predictions. But if you skim through it, you will see that in the opening round of the playoffs, he predicts a 19-17 Packers narrow win over the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sounds like a kiss of death to me.
Then he predicts a 38-34 Packers win over the Detroit Lions.
Great minds, great minds.
Then he predicts a Packers 27-16 win over the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC Championship game. Barnwell and Old T, the winner of the Packers-Eagles game, going to the Super Bowl.
I have not predicted who's winning the game tomorrow. I just want to make sure it's crystal clear because I got a hunch there's going to be a social media post, and that's fine. But I'm just going to make sure I have not said the Packers are going to the Super Bowl.
No, you haven't.
I said what I said.
if we could, no, if we edit it correctly.
Listen, what Barnwell is saying is not crazy talk. I do believe this could be a lower scoring game than people think come Sunday. I do.
A lot of running the football.
I do think that whomever plays Detroit is going to score a lot of points, and Detroit's going to score a lot of points. So, old Barney, he's on to something. Normally, I glaze he's over and think, something. Oh, my God.
You never glaze him. Here. Yeah, I know.
This might actually be the longest article I've ever seen from him. It is that long. A lot of thoughts on
that. I wonder if he gets paid by the word. Does he get paid? How does that work, Jason? You guys get paid by the column? Do you get paid by the word? How does that work?
I am on a salary basis, a retainer, if you will.
Whoa, Nelly!
So do they have a certain, like, you have to write 8 articles a week? Is it, so you need to write one article that's 150 pages long?
No. You got I have not seen Bill Barnwell's contract, but generally speaking, they probably get more for their money than.
You get paid pretty good money, don't you do?
Whoa, you get paid pretty good money.
I do.
You
okay.
Ask everybody else. You ask all kinds of folks
actually.
On.
I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
You do.
Actually. No.
Jesse,
he's selling wire hangers on Facebook Marketplace.
I got some kids hangers. I'm going to list later this week.
I'm
so
kind of annoyed. Hey, if Max has some old shoes, some shoes that he wants to sell, can I send those up and you sell? We'll give you a little cut. Is that something we can work out?
Oh, you'll give me a little cut.
Well, yeah, it's his shoes. So he wants to make some money.
Oh, he wants to make
some money. All right, Woe Nelly. That's fair. Good Woe Nelly, Jesse.
Just do a garage sale like everybody else does.
Tosh doesn't want people coming to his undisclosed location.
Doing a garage sale on new shoes? And like lightning
used
stuff
he's got some shoes he'd like to sell. I would do it for him. I would do it for him.
Isn't
I would
lightly
do it for
used
you.
Stuff exactly
I
what
we
you sell
for
at a garage
sale? Hansel and Gretel poster, though.
Oh, that vintage poster.
Jim, Matt, and Molly, weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 on ESPN. Madison asked a poll question.
It's in the fireplace, so I don't think. Not above the fireplace. Whoa, it's Nelly. In the fireplace. So I don't think its value is good in there.
Jim, Matt, and Molly, weekdays 4 to 6, ESPN Madison. Poll question yesterday afternoon. Should Malik Willis start if Jordan Love is less than 75% healthy this Sunday? 43% of fans responding said start Malik Willis. Your thoughts on the 43% of Packers fans saying start Malik Willis if Jordan Love is under 75% healthy on Sunday?
Yeah, it's idiotic. It's really dumb. That's my thought.
The backup quarterback is always so popular, right? Until he has to play. But he has played well. I understand why people are smitten with him. But that said, let's not romanticize what their offense looked like when he was a quarterback. He has to make a couple of throws. And let's support Malik and say he did, right? Huge throw to Reed in that Jaguars game. Huge throw to Malik Heath. In the game against the Bears to set up the touchdown run by Emmanuel Wilson on the next play. Now, the problem is Malik Willis hurt his thumb on the throw to Malik Heath, and then he threw the ball like he was 50 Cent throwing out a first pitch when he threw the two-point conversion pass because he couldn't grip the ball. So I understand why people are intrigued by him. But Jordan Love would have to be below 50% for me to say I would start Malik Willis. 75% is plenty for him to start.
Whoa, Nelly!
Last up, Kirk Herbstreit, ESPN College Football lead analyst on the TV broadcast of the College Football Playoff, unveiled that his son has been running his Twitter account for the last couple of years. Herbie hasn't tweeted himself in a very long time. Tausch, you want to ask any of your family members or 565 Analytics to start running your own Twitter account?
Yeah, I would put Eleanor in charge of my Twitter account.
Would she be as combative as apparently Kirk Herbstreit's son now is? Who says that?
I don't know. I did not see this story. I didn't hear about it, and I don't. If I'm being 100%.
Hey, nice blanket back there.
What is that? I appreciate. Yeah, I don't burn people's gifts that give me.
Well, not
I
if they're good.
Throw them away after everybody leaves. I don't just leave it there and say this sucks and make the people that got you something that's heartfelt feel really bad. I wouldn't do that.
You sound like you're over it.
I mean, Jesse, have you ever seen... is that not Jerk Store City, like on top of Jerk Store City?
It's pretty Jerk Store. You got to fake it. Fake it, get home. Like, oh, wow, I love this gift. It's great. Actually, I didn't do that. Yeah. My mom got us a handheld
you didn't
light
do that,
thing,
did
and
you?
I just started, I'm like, we don't want this. And...
Oh, really?
But she was offended by that, and then we tried to spin it into, well, Cousin Scott might want that instead, and she's like, oh, good idea, I'll offer it to him. And so I think there could have been a better way that Jason could have gone about saying he didn't want the Hansel and Gretel portrait. Like, you could have said, well, maybe this would be better in the ESPN Madison Everlight Solar Studio instead of at my house where you can't really see it.
Maybe it's better at the Tundra Trio where I left it so someone could hang it in honor of Tausch.
No, that's not it.
All right. I am going back up to Green Bay in the next couple weeks. I'm going to go back, and I'm grabbing it.
Yeah, I didn't burn it.
And then I'm giving it to you again next year, and I'm going to see if you've improved.
Progressed or regressed.
I'm going to see if you've learned any lessons, son.
The delivery of that was brilliant, by the way. That was really good. And spoiler alert, my reaction will be the same. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Packers playoff push.
The Green Bay Packers are still struggling to have an identity.
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
Internally, I think Matt LaFleur is still trying to chase who he is going to be and what type of way he wants to coach.
This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Jesse just asked me a great question. Unfortunately, there's about 90 seconds left in the show.
That's why he's the best producer in the business.
What's the most likable team left in the college football playoff? Because you made your opinion very well known on Ohio State. People either love Notre Dame or hate them. Penn State? Texas? Nobody, right? Anybody likable to you?
Well, you got to rank them.
Well, if I'm picking, I'm going Notre Dame first. Then I'm going to probably
I think
Penn
I am
State,
too, by the way.
And then I'm going Texas, and then I'm going Ohio State.
So your dislike for Ohio State is stronger than that for Penn State, even though you don't want
to. Marco Rivera. I don't mind.
Sean Clifford.
Penn State. Yeah.
Penn State over Ohio State for sure.
We didn't have a ton of problems with Penn State either. We beat them a bunch, so that changed.
Not lately.
Changes my flow too.
Yeah, I think I'm going Notre Dame. I think I'm with you, Jesse. Who are you picking?
I think it's Texas, or maybe Penn State. I don't know.
It's a great question.
Like, well,
great
I know
question.
Hunter.
Not likable, but
Hunter's got big dreams. We could have dreams achieved if the Ohio State Buckeyes win it.
It's
one of the all-time great dreams of all time is that Ohio State wins a national
dream matchup. Yeah, his matchup is Marquette and the Dallas Cowboys.
Best,
all right, that's
best
it
football
for us
weekend
today.
Ever starts tonight.
That's it for us today. We will do it again tomorrow. Get you ready for Packers-Eagles with the winner headed to Super Bowl 59. You heard it here first. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.